All right, well, we've got Brandon Lay on the phone with us right now as we get ready for another Taste of Madison. We are so excited to have you here for this show.
I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Okay, so we got to talk, Brandon. You've been out on a tour all summer long with Kenny Chesney. What has this experience been like for you? Because you came here, then you were out on tour with Kenny, and now you're coming back.
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of a summer. There's nothing quite like it.
How cool is that when you get that phone call? And did you believe them when they said, hey, Kenny wants to take you on tour with him? Or were you like, this has got to be a prank call from one of my friends?
Well, I knew my name was in the hat for the opening slot, but I didn't really think too much about it. And my manager actually called me and said, hey, Kenny really digs what you do and thinks you'd be a good addition to kick off the Trip Around the Sun tour. And so, yeah, it's pretty surreal getting that call because first show I ever went to was the Kenny Chesney show, and it really was a full circle kind of summer.
Okay, so I got to ask you too. Have you guys popped out that baby yet? You guys are expecting a baby, and I feel like I keep on watching on Insta, but nothing.
It's like that giraffe that everyone was waiting for.
That may have been correlated with the Kenny Chesney tour news. I can't verify.
What?
But, it's been a crazy summer. My wife, Nicole, she hasn't missed a show, and baby's due in October. There's a lot to be excited about in my world, and yeah, looking forward to coming to Madison.
You know, one thing that we were actually talking about recently that Andy's really good at, she knows like all the information you got going on, the albums, the songs, you know, your coming up story, and I'm really good at coming up with dumb questions. So, with the last name Lay, did you have any fun nicknames in high school?
I better not go with easy, but more like Frito. I don't know.
Oh, Frito, oh, that's a good
not
one.
Not really.
Hey, you can't have just one, you know?
Everybody called me Bile in high school, so that's about it.
Bile?
Yeah, Bile. I'm sure there's a marketing angle somewhere down the road.
If you were late, you'd be Delay.
That's true.
Oh, jeez. Not a good joke.
That's true. Well, I thank my parents for that. But, I'm not kin to the potato chip Lays, although I wish I was.
Yeah.
I think
right.
I was the Lays that grew up on the other side of the tracks. But
what
anyway,
is your favorite potato chip?
It's got to be sour cream and onion Lays.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, speaking of
yada,
food.
Yada, yada, yada.
I know. I love yada, yada, yada. Every time it's on the radio. I
y'all
literally
like that segue?
Yeah,
I'm addicted. It's so catchy. I mean, all your songs are Speakers, Bleachers, Preachers, yada, yada, yada. We love that.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's you know, it's been very gratifying to see people dig it and sing it back at these shows. And I mean, I just felt like yada is, you know, Speakers was really, a lyrical summation of my, you know, growing up and looking back. But yada is just in the moment, and it has fit so well with this tour this summer. It's been a lot of fun.
Now, I'm guessing that's got to be the only country song that has a Seinfeld reference in it. Has anyone from the show ever reached out to you and been like, hey, man, love that tune?
No, I have not gotten anybody reached out from the show, but I think I get more tweets about Seinfeld than I do the actual song.
I'm going to be honest
with you. I didn't even get the reference until the first tweet.
I don't know. Explain it to me because I don't know.
I will explain for those that don't know. There was an episode of Seinfeld where Elaine comes over and she says that, so I was with this guy last night and yada, yada, yada.
Oh.
The next morning, I'm really tired. And it says, you can't yada, yada, yada sex. And he goes, you certainly can. So it's kind of like blah, blah, blah. Like you're blowing right past it.
How did you come up with yada, yada, yada?
Honestly, it was just a filler lyric because the melody came first. And I was driving down the road back home from a show with Jake Owen. And I put it in my iPhone in the voice memos. And the next day I was riding with Heather Morgan and Mikey Reeves, and they thought that should be the title. So we just made it work, and it was a fun song to write.
Well, we're going to do some real quick word association with you. We're going to give you a word, and tell us the first thing that comes to mind. Now, these are going to be loosely based around Taste of Madison, which is a big food and music festival. So if you hear the word cheese curd, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Wisconsin Badgers.
What about humid?
Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. How about beer?
St. Louis.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. Might have to edit that one out.
I mean, I'm kidding. What about a brandy old fashioned?
Bullet.
Oh, bullet verb? Okay. All right. He's going to whiskey old fashioned.
I totally was thinking of something dirty.
I'm like, oh.
Sorry about that. On that note,
that's a good place to end right there. Family show.
Okay. We are pumped to have you this weekend, Brandon Lay, on the Today's Q106 Country Stage Sunday night. We can't wait to welcome you back to Madison.
I can't wait to be there. It's going to be a blast. Thanks for having me.
And thanks so much for sitting down and chatting with us. You enjoy the rest of your day and get some sleep, because I'm guessing you're not normally up at this hour.
Oh, well, you know, I'm out on the West Coast. I don't even know where I'm at. I'm a little all over the place. So,
you're going to have to be up at this hour, though, because once you have that baby.
Yeah, good practice.
I know. So this is all just training for that, I guess.
That's right.